Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Okay. I was about to be a little bit late because I was really deep in watching a lot of the videos that our guest today, Camila Alves McConaughey, has posted about her book and about cooking. And I'm so inspired and I'm terrible in the kitchen. So if I continue to maybe watch her videos, maybe I will get enlightened and get some help in that department. But I'm really excited to talk to her about her new book. It's super cute. Just Try One Bite. It's a kind of reversal role, which we'll talk to her about kids being picky eaters, but this book is about adults being picky eaters, which I am a really picky eater. So I feel like this is very accurate of our home. And it's such a cute idea, and anything to kind of help the picky eating is really helpful. So we're going to talk to her about that and motherhood, her journey to food, because again, I want to be inspired and I already am. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. I love your book. And I was also just reminded of the cooking video that you did with my mother during COVID that I need to rewatch.
Yes. We had a great time. We did the no mayo coleslaw. I remember vividly because we were in the corner of the kitchen and we did the no mayo coleslaw with my mother-in-law. It was, oh my gosh. Yes. It was such a fun time with her. She's amazing.
I know. So I feel like if you can get her to make something in the kitchen that's edible, then there's hope for me because I'm very similar to her level of not really doing a lot in the kitchen. But I was like looking at your whole Instagram page and the Women of Today page. And I was really inspired just about, you know, now that I'm a mom, I pay more attention to food and also just like trying to have really healthy and great options for my daughter and my stepson in our house. So it's definitely like opened me up to a different exposure level of food and interest in it. So I'm really excited to talk to you about this book because it's such a cute take on the whole scenario.
Yes. But you know, as we're talking about recipes here, you know, that's the whole mission with Women of Today, to create recipes that even if you don't cook, if you're not, you know, if you don't have any experience in the kitchen, you can still make it. And also the recipes are affordable. They're accessible. They're super easy. We do things like $20 Tuesdays, like, you know, so if people are in the budget, like they can fit your whole family. But that's the notion of sometimes when you're talking about cooking, you're talking about food, people can overcomplicate things. So the whole, you know, it's part of our mission too with meditation, just keep it simple, you know, and everybody should be able to do something in the kitchen that they enjoy. And the more they do it and you do something and you love it, then you have more of a passion to go back and try it again and do more.
I love that because it's also the idea of creating recipes on the Women of Today website and your Instagram account that are also non-intimidating, because that's where someone like myself gets a little bit put off, is like, you know, seeing something that seems really daunting or that you have to be an expert. But I think I love the idea that it's really welcoming to all levels of cooking.
Yes, absolutely. It really is. And congratulations on eating. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like, you know, just getting more and more pregnant as we go. So, but I'm sure you know all about that with your three children. I want to just go back a little bit to like your start of food, because it's become such a journey, and now having this book be a part of it and also the women of today. But can we go back a little bit and talk about like where your love of food started?
Yes, absolutely. So look, I come from a family of farmers. My dad is a farmer to today. We have a farm together in Brazil. And, you know, growing up, like I just watched, even though I grew up in the big city, I watched my mom cooked all the time for us. And then watch all my aunts and my grandmothers, like they all, you know, food was a big part of our life. And the relationship between, you know, well, let me put it this way. When I moved to the United States, I was 15, 16 years old. I didn't really know how to cook because I had so many family members and my mom and things, people that, you know, in the household that cooked that I didn't really get, learn much from my mom. My mom used to be one of those, you know, she would cook and then I should be, okay, let me teach you. And then like, you know, 5 minutes into it, she's like, well, let me do it. And she would start doing it. And I'm like, well, yeah. I can't learn like that. I need to learn hands-on. This is how my brain works. So I didn't learn too much from my mom, but then I moved to New York, you know, I moved to New York City and I was living by myself there. And I started like learning a few recipes. Like the first recipe I've, you know, learned was the salmon from Rachel Ray, which I still share that recipe on Women of Today website. And I would just do like really simple stuff, you know, sauteed spinach. And it's like not really, you know, a meal. And when Matthew and I started dating, a lot of our dates were around food. And he would cook. He could, he can really cook. So like he would cook this like, you know, beautiful steaks and this stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm like, I got to step up my game a little bit. So I learned like two Brazilian dishes, right? They were like from like real dishes from Brazil and traditional. And I was like really proud of myself that I could do that for him. And then once we got into having kids, it's really when it changed my whole perspective of you know, I was like, okay, I really, now I really have to learn. It's not just fixing something up quickly for myself. I now have you know, little ones that I have to be responsible for and put food on the table for them in a healthy way. So that's really when my journey started of learning more about food and learning more how to cook. You know, I would say that growing up, the relationship between like, you know, from seed to table was very clear to me because they're coming from a family of farmers and being on the farm and all of that.
Yeah.
It was very clear, but they never talked to me about sugar. So like I could have as much sugar as I wanted growing up and I had a bunch. And that's what I still struggle with into today, right? This craving of sugar. And that's my weakness. Yeah. So it's like, you know, so for me, like this journey of like trying to do food better for me, better for my family, better for, you know, for friends and all really came from the kids learning more about it. And then I had some health issues that were not caused by food, but food was definitely making it worse.
Right.
So I learned so much. So that's kind of where my passion comes from. It's like, oh, like I went through so much stuff that I don't want anybody else to go through. So yeah. If I just get people thinking a little bit of how they can do better, then maybe they'll go through less.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, there's so much power in food that I feel like we learn more about as we get older, because you kind of just don't even realize it when you're younger, especially. And then as you're saying, you have kids. I like that you, you not cooking in the beginning of your relationship inspired you to cook, which I feel terrible for my husband because it did not inspire me. I can bake, but the cooking I leave to him. He's very good at it. So I'm like,
that's good that he's good and he likes to do it.
He does love to do it. But when it comes to what you want to do differently for other people and for your children, what exactly are you doing differently with your three kids or in your home? I mean, when it comes to sugar, that's a really big subject, especially as kids get older and they're exposed to birthday parties and things like that, where sugar seems like it's inevitable. Is there something that you're doing differently to allow them to have a healthier relationship with food?
Yes, absolutely. For me, I think it's more just giving them the education so they can have the balance, right? I don't think, you know, everybody has different ways of going about their life. Some people are really strict and some people are completely loose, right? I'm more of the school of keeping the balance, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, if they go to a birthday party, they're going to have the cake, they're going to have the treats and all of that. But for me, it's like, what is our foundation? So if I make our foundation as good as possible on the daily basis. Mm-hmm. So when we do have our treats, when we do have a free-for-all, when we do, you know, go all out, it's okay, right? But we're always going to come back to the foundation, which is solid and good. So for me, what I started doing with my kids a lot, which again, I didn't have that growing up, it was talking about food. And that's why this book, it's such a cool platform for parents to either start the conversation or continue the conversation, because it's fun, it's silly, it's funny, right? But it's really like what I've done with my kids is I just really talk to them and I explain to them and I give them the knowledge of, hey, you know, and it started naturally because they started asking, you know, when they're little, I could control it pretty much. And as they get older, then, you know, all the questions start. And I remember the first time that, you know, they started doing soccer. And we get to the soccer field and, you know, all these kids showing up with the gallons of sports drinks, right? And like, well, we want that. And I was like, well, you can have some, you know, but we're not going to be showing up with the gallons of it. And like, well, why not? You know, everybody does it. And I'm like, well, do you know what's in it, right? And they're like, it's just, you know, a sports drink, whatever. And I was like, well, let's look in the bottle. And they're looking in the front of the bottle and they're like, you know, saying all the cool lines in the front of the bottle. I was like, no, forget about that. That's what makes you grab it from the shelf, right? Just forget about all of that. Then I said, look at the ingredient panel. And then they start looking at, like, you know, the calories. I'm like, forget about that. You should never be thinking about calories, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, look at the ingredients. Like, does it have things that we use in our kitchen? Does it have things that you know? And they got into... I think it was like, you know, red 40, yellow 5. And they're like, oh, this is so cool. You know? And I was like, oh yeah, it's so cool. Right? I'm like, do you know what it is? Do you know where it comes from? Do you know what it does? And they're like, no. So it was like, well, let's do a game. So I made a game with them, Catherine, and it kind of got them like a competition. And I said, whoever comes to the dinner table with more information and how does it work? And what does it do? It's going to get a treat and it's going to get a prize, right? So then it became a game. It became a dinner time conversation. They understood. And look, they were still having things. I didn't go like, you know, from now on, we're cold turkey. No, they still had things that have those things in, you know, but like then they started becoming more aware of it.
Right.
And then now, you know, we've talked about it enough that they're like just like they're conscious about it now. So like, you know, just the other day I was at the supermarket with my daughter. And I was like, you know, hey, it's Friday, you know, we do a free for all Friday, you know. And I was like, it's Friday, you want to get a cupcake, you know, or the supermarket? And she was like, no way. And I was like, why? You love cupcakes. Like, you can get one. It's okay. And she was like, no, look at that icing. It's like neon. It's got so much yellow 5 and red 40. I don't want to eat that stuff. And so I was like, inside, I was like, you know what I mean? So I think it's just setting up the foundation. And even if they don't practice right away, if your compass, your foundation is really strong, then they ended up coming back to it, you know? Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's such it is like empowering them with knowledge at a young age and also allowing them to feel empowered by that knowledge to make the decisions on their own, which is kind of like what you hope as a parent as they get older, that when they're not necessarily in your home or if they're, you know, at a play date somewhere, that they can be making those healthier choices. But I love also the idea of doing it in a really fun way, like this book and having this platform, which is, you know, kind of turning the tables on the picky eating. Were any of your kids picky eaters or are they all perfect?
All three went to the stage of picky eaters. Like, I don't know any parents. I think majority of parents go through it, right? I mean, I don't know any parents that did not go through a picky. I don't know. I had all three went through stages. And I laugh because, you know, it goes into... every time I go, okay, I'm done with the stage. Like, we're good. Yeah. I succeed. You know, I did it. And then another one gets into, I'm like, can y'all just get on the program and like give them the picky stages at the same time, make my life easier here for a moment.
It's true.
You know, but they all have gone through it. But, you know, I want to touch on something really quickly that when you were talking made me think of, you know, the fact that we're talking about the balance and the knowledge, giving mm-hmm. them, you know, the power, right, to make the decisions of what they eat. What I've noticed, even with my 9-year-old, is that when you create that balance in a healthy, fun way for them, they start to understand that, you know what, if I'm actually responsible with my choices, I actually get more enjoyment and more of what I want. Right. So like, because they know if they go crazy at it all the time, then eventually they're going to have none.
Right.
Right. Because then it gets really bad. So I think that's something also really cool to kind of think of that in the back of your mind, just like us as adults, right? When we drink too much or eat too much bad overprocessed food or have too much sugar, don't get enough sleep or whatever it is that you do too much of it, you know, then eventually you have to go, I can't have any for, you know, and then you create that relationship of like, none, a lot, none, a lot, right? So creating this healthy balance of the understanding of it's okay. Like, you know, you can have some, it's a healthy thing for the mind, you know?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also, and I'm sure you guys see this in your family as well, it's also when I was growing up in our home, if my dad was getting ready for a movie or a project, it was like, so was the whole house at the same time. So kind of like everyone was impacted by that. And it's interesting to see everyone's different relationship with food because of that. And of course, as a parent now myself, it's like you want so badly for your kids to have a healthy relationship and understanding with food and be able to educate them about it and not become obsessive about, you know, certain parts of it. And also knowing that, you know, them watching you is like their greatest lesson on how your relationship with food is, you know, your knowledge of food, your ability to cook and make food for your family. So I think that it's also leading by example, which it seems like you guys are doing a really great job out for your kids.
we try our best. You know, again, we're not perfect. You know, like in this book, right? The book is a reverse role where it's the kids after their parents.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are the ones not doing the right choices and the kids are after them, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the kids have caught me, right? Like I told you, my struggle is with sugar. So I had my hidden stash, you know, in the corner of the pantry up high. And I thought I was so sly. I'm like, nobody knows about it. Like, it's, you know, it's my little secret. And they, I mean, they knew about it. Not only they waited for the perfect time to catch me, you know, and be like, come on, mom, you know, what are you doing? So they, you know, they also inspire us to do better too, once they know more.
Yeah. I think we do that with my mom a lot, in our family. And then it's funny to just see, like, my stepson's very adventurous with his eating and will eat like the best things. And I'm the total opposite. So I'm basically this book, like I am a picky eater. But what have you done? I mean, what is your advice for parents who are dealing with picky eaters? I have this with my daughter right now, and it's just like, you know, you'll just give them at the end of the day, like whatever they're going to eat, and you don't want to get into these unhealthy patterns, but it's like, you know, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And honestly, you know, some days it's just, it is what it is, you know,
right.
Some days Chick-fil-A will do the trick. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, like it is what it is, right? We're all just trying our best. But I think that, you know, if you're trying to get your kids to eat, try different foods or more veggies or more fruits or whatever it is, this is some things I've done in my household that it worked in my household. That's the only thing I can share. I'm not an expert. I'm a mom of three. So that's the experience that I've had with my kids.
Right.
The fact that, you know, I've done it to where I got them involved in the kitchen very early on. Mm-hmm. And when I got them involved in the kitchen, it wasn't about baking, because I think it's, and we don't do a lot of that in Brazil, but like in America, I noticed that, you know, a lot of the kids' cooking, it's baking, right? Yeah. Like the first experiences in the kitchen, it's cookies, cupcakes, and all of that. So for me, I was like, no, I don't want their first experience to be on sweets. I want it to be a meal. So what's the easiest meal to make? Breakfast, right? So doing a scrambled egg, doing the avocado, doing this, doing that. And then that light bulb that goes in a child's mind of being able to, oh my gosh, like I just made this meal and I'm going to sit down with my parents or my mom, or whatever, and eat it, you know, eat it together. So like that joyful experience, they're going to look for more of that. So getting them involved in the kitchen, it's very key, in my books. Right. It also gets them more open mind to see what it is and ask questions and understand it. Again, continue that conversation. If you're going to introduce new foods, I suggest that you introduce one at a time,
right,
and introduce them with things that they already love. That way you're not picking this whole battle, right? It's just like, okay, you're getting all these things that you love, but we need you to try this one thing, right? My son went to a stage where he would only eat beans. That's it. And it was for so long that I was like literally calling the pediatrician going, I'm worried, like I don't think he's getting enough nutrition, you know, like what do I do? And I remember that, like, you know, growing up in Brazil, our plate is very colorful. Mm-hmm. So I went into the, you know, this is nothing new to parents out there, you know, they eat the rainbow, eat the colors. So I would have different colors in the plate a little bit, right? Because he was picky, so you don't do too much, so they don't waste food, but just a little bit of each, you know, couple slices of bell pepper, whatever. And then I'll be like, okay, babe, like you need to try at least one color out of your plate. And then when he got comfortable with that, hey, now we're going to go to two colors. Now we're going to go to three. So all of a sudden, that conversation is not even happening anymore. He's just, you know, eating it. So I used that. That really helped. And then look, sometimes you have to trick them, right? Sometimes you just have to.
I love it.
It's just a deal. But I'm a big believer that if you're going to trick them, and if they like the things, then later on, you have to call them in and actually educate them. Otherwise, they will never learn that they're actually having something that is good for them and they're actually enjoying it, right? So like what I did with my two oldest, they would not touch kale or beets. They're like, no. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. So I started making smoothies with those ingredients, okay? And they loved it, like absolutely loved it. So okay. I let them have it 3-4 times. And then by the fourth time, I'm like, okay, now you come in the kitchen and you're going to make the smoothie that mama's been making it for you, right? And then they'll see beets. Are you crazy? Like, you know, kale, no way. And I'm like, no, you make it. I'm like, you've been having it and you've been loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, again, that light bulb, right? So then now when they see it on the dinner table, they now are open to try and eating. My oldest son just eats everything. I knock on wood, he's past that stage. So again, including them on, you can trick them, but I don't like the tricking to where you never reveal to them that they're actually eating those kind of things. You know, my daughter, if she'll see me cooking with onions, she'd be like, I'm not eating that. Like, I can't, you know, I don't like onions. And I was like, well, babe, like everything I cook, like the beans that you love, the stew that you love, they all have onions in them. Mama always does that.
Yeah.
No. So then I'll get her to cook with me and she will make it. And then she'd be like, oh, okay, I get it now. I understand. I actually like it. It gives the flavor. So those are some of the tips that like has really helped with me, with my kids in the journey. And the latest one, my grandmother, my mother-in-law moved in with us during, yeah, you know, right before the pandemic. And she introduced this to us, which she used to do with Matthew, which is called a throw up vegetable. So I know it's, you know, basically the vegetable that makes you want to gag, right? Like that makes you want to throw up, that you're like, in no circumstances, I want to eat this vegetable, right? So the concept is that you pick one. And then after you pick that one, that's a deal. You make your hand, you know, you shake hands and all of that on the table. Everybody's together. Everybody's witness. But everything else besides that vegetable, you have to try or you have to have a little bit of it. And that has really helped with my older kids, like my 12-year-old daughter. She's going through a picky stage now, which she wasn't before. Now she is. And that has helped a lot with the negotiation because she'd be like, oh, I don't want to eat it. I was like, wait, you pick, you chose, you know, you throw out vegetables, spinach. We already talked about it. Like,
yeah.
She's like, yeah, okay, okay. You know, and she would just, and then she would eat it being completely fine. Right. So it's just a matter of, you know, you got to give and take a little bit. And
yeah.
And I feel like when they have the ownership, they really take charge of it.
I love that. I think that's, is it a throw up vegetable every day or is it one day a week?
No. You pick just one and that's your, like forever your throw up vegetable.
Oh my gosh. I have to try.
Yes. But listen, like, you know, my daughter, so she chose spinach, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other day I was like, oh, you know, I was between meetings and I just had like a few minutes to put this pasta together. And I saw the spinach. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like, I'm going to give it a try again. So I just chopped it like really, really, really fine. And I just like, you know, sauteed with the pasta, like for just like 2 minutes, like not even like super fast. And I gave it to her and I didn't say it was spinach, but I did say I presented like very poorly. I was like, you know, babe, like, just work with mama. This is not going to taste good, but you know, this is all I attempt to do. Just work with me. Okay. It's not going to be good, but just, all right, help me out here. Just eat it. Mama's got to get back to work soon. What up? And she ate the whole thing. She was like, what are you talking about? This is great. This is awesome. Like, what are you talking about? So I let her finish. And then when she finished, I was like, you know, that was spinach. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, it's just not that you don't like spinach, it's that you haven't had it cooked in the way that you like, you know?
True. Yeah, it totally matters. I mean, how it's prepared and how it's also presented to you or to the child. Like, I totally relate to that. I think those are all such good tips that I'm 100% going to be applying in you. It's like genius. Before we go, I just want to talk a little bit about women of today, because I think it's such a great concept and also just a great and really empowering thing. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but what is your goal with women of today and what was the kind of impetus to start it? I think the idea of having a page or a location where women can go and just find recipes that are non-intimidating, that are, you know, approachable and that encourage women, especially moms, to be able to cook their families or their kids something in the kitchen is amazing. But what else is kind of like your overall goal and vision with that?
Look, you know, I think that with women of today, the goal is really to create a community. You know, it's to build this community, which we have been building. It's pretty beautiful and really cool to see what we have built throughout the years. Is that, you know, this idea that we all can learn from each other. So mm-hmm. it's not me, Camilla, saying, hey, this is how I do it, and you should do it that way too. Right. I think we have enough of that top down to us. Of, you know, follow this, follow that, do this, do that. For me, I'm more curious about what I've learned. I'll share with you what worked for me. What have you learned? And then can you share back with the community so we can learn from you, or we can share that experience with somebody else? Mm-hmm. So it's really the goal of the community. And I always, from the beginning of this, a few years ago, you know, I was like, it's really important to me that this community was multi-generational, that this community was, you know, multicultural, international, you know, that had, that encompassed all. And in the beginning, a lot of people that, you know, do very successful business was like, well, you can't do that. You have to follow, you have to target a certain audience, you have to do it this way. And I said, well, then I don't want to do it. Like, that's not what I'm doing it. Then I'm just going to do it and be, you know, little, and it's okay, because that's not my goal. And it was really cool. The beginning of this year, we had our big, you know, top of the year meeting, and to see how much it has grown and how much diversity is in Women of Today, in the Women of Today community, without us preaching it or making it like, oh, this is a, you know what I mean? Like, oh, now that's the right thing to do. Now let's try. It's been like that since the beginning. So it's been really cool to see that. And you know, if you go on the website, I highly recommend that you sign up for the newsletter, because that's when you know when we're doing events, when we're doing giveaways, when we're doing experiences. But I also, you know, when you go in there, you're going to see a lot of food, because that's what the community has been asking us.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, how can we do easy recipes, affordable, accessible, better for me? Right. So we've been doing a lot of food, but it's also beauty. It's also hacks. It's business. It's wellness. If we kind of encompass a little bit of everything.
I love that, especially, I mean, during the past couple of years where there's been so much isolation, and also it's been challenging in the parent communities to be able to have something that you've created that is a community where people can come and learn from each other and share information with each other in a really approachable way is such a beautiful and amazing thing. And I think what you're doing is so amazing and so needed. And as someone who's going to be learning more in the kitchen, we'll definitely be signing up for the newsletter and trying out a lot of those recipes, because I love that it's non-intimidating. That's like the first thing for me is like, if it's non-intimidating, I'll give it a try.
Yes. And you know, and also like Women of Today has become a consistent source of information, but also support for a lot of people. You know, throughout the lockdown, we were doing lives 6 days a week where we were doing, you know, exercises, meditation, breathing techniques, just knowledge of all kinds of things of trying to keep people healthy. And it was really beautiful to see, you know, we had an event for the book, Just Try One Bite. And we had a book signing event, and this two ladies came in. They're like, you know, like Women of Today saved me throughout the pandemic, yeah. You know, because we were that one consistent like thing for them that, you know, support. 6 days a week, we were there, like, yeah. You know, and let's have the conversation. That's the knowledge. A lot of them were like, you know, I was depressed. I didn't want to get out of bed. And then I would just put you guys on the, like on my phone, like on the corner. And then they're like, all of a sudden, without even realizing, I was exercising with you guys, you know, right. And laughing with you guys. So it's really beautiful what we haven't been able to do. And the goal is to just keep building and keep growing.
I love that. That's so amazing. Well, I have no doubt that you will continue to grow and to build. And it's such a great community with so much support. So thank you so much for taking time to chat with me. Congratulations on this book. We'll put it in our BDA Baby newsletter, and I'm so happy for you and excited, and thank you for all of the tips. I'm going to be using them all.
Hey, I'm taking tips too. Okay. So if anybody has tips, please send my way too.
I know. Everybody needs to share all their tips all the time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye. So have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.